Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. Be listening, because we're going to have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Predators take on the Carolina Hurricanes at Bridgestone Arena coming up Monday, the last game before the Christmas break. So be listening for your chance there. We say hello now to Predators analyst Hal Gill, who's on the line with us. Skillsy, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. All right, so let's kind of look at things since the last time we talked. They did get a win, which was good, and I thought it was a very convincing win. It was a confidence builder, however you want to put it, 4-1 against Dallas to start that two-game road trip. Then they turn around and they lose to Colorado 5-2. Now, you were there. I was watching some of it. I don't feel like the score is 100% indicative of the game as a whole, but what have you kind of made of the last two games?
Yeah, I thought in Dallas, that was an awesome effort. How nice was it to see everyone start scoring goals and making plays, and it was really a complete game. They look good. Or did Dallas look bad? I'm not sure. But either way, the Preds will take it. I thought they moved the puck well. The Colorado game, the first period, was great. They had so many chances. They just didn't bury it. And so it was discouraging. And then, you know, you make a couple mistakes against, you know, Rantanen, McKinnon, Makar, you know, those guys, they'll make you pay. And I think that was the story. The Preds couldn't finish, and just a couple, you know, mental errors, physical errors. It wasn't like a bad game. It was just a few errors that cost them. And so I didn't hate the effort. It was frustrating, no doubt, because you got to score goals to win, and we've seen that too many times. But I do think it was a good effort.
They've had a lot of injuries hit them in on the defensive side of things. Roman Josi, you know, not having the captain, that's been hard. What's kind of been your opinion of some of these young guys that they've given an opportunity to?
I think they look great. I you know, to be honest with you, every one of them. You know, I think Blankenberg, I love the way he moves. I love the way he is jumping up in the offense. I love the way he closes time and space. He's got speed. He's not a big guy, but, you know, he can get there and he can disrupt plays. You know, Willsby, really impressed with the way he skates, the way he can be kind of sneaky physical. He's adding to the offense as well. Delgazzo, I think, has been great. He had a hiccup in New Jersey out of the lineup, and I think he's been great. The only problem that I've seen with these young guys is that, you know, the NHL is tough. If you make a mental error, if you decide to make that extra play and you're playing against, you know, a guy in the AHL, maybe they don't make you pay, but certainly Nathan MacKinnon will make you pay for any little mistake you make. And so I saw a couple little young defenseman errors, but that's going to happen. I think you can't expect these guys to go out and be perfect. They're trying to learn the game and learn their game. And so, you know, that being said, I think they've been great. You know, you're certainly missing Lauzon, Carrier, and Josi. It's not easy when you're missing good players like that. And so they've jumped in and they've done a good job. It's just you got to deal with some young defenseman errors.
We're talking to Hal Gill on the People Show, the Chase and Big Joe Show. Hal, you look very dapper Saturday night on Channel 5. I will tell you that.
Oh, well, thank you. I do what I can, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was, even though, I mean, I know Chris and Willie are handsome, but you look dapper. So I'm just going to let you know that right there. Yeah, but well done.
I don't know if anyone has ever put dapper and Hal Gill together, so I'll take it.
You look great. with this, you know, I'm looking at the standings, Hal, and they're the only team that's still at single-digit wins, and we get all that. Can you put what's going on behind you when you get on the ice? Because it's all we're talking about. It's all chasing. And we hate talking about this, Hal. We want this team to be a lot better. But when do we stop the talking? Like, oh, they only got 8 wins and all this that's going on. How do you do that? I know you got to go out and win all that. But for the team, how do you just kind of shove all that beside? Like, we got to win tonight. Is it easy? Can't be.
Okay. Well, here, there's a progression, right? I think you have so much fight in you in the beginning of the season, and they lost some games, but they believed in what they're doing and they fought together and they're battling together. And every game was a sense of urgency and they had that. And I've been there. You want to win so badly. there comes a point where you're like, okay, nothing is going right. Am I discouraged? The mind game starts to set in where you're going, what are we doing this for? Nothing is working. Like, and you know, I've been there. I've seen teammates do it where they like, are you complacent? And you're looking around and you're saying, okay, I'm going to dig in here. Are you going to dig in? And then you start to question, you know, if this guy makes a bad play, are you upset with him? And then are you upset with yourself? Because maybe I wasn't as focused as I should have been. And so that little bit of doubt creeps in. And then I think, you know, the transition becomes, okay, I have to play for me. I have to do the right things for me. It becomes a personal thing, and you want to go out and compete because you want to compete, you know, for the team, obviously, but also for your career. You know, like, these guys got to play. And so I think that's the challenge with being on a losing team, is looking around and saying, okay, I'm doing everything I can. Are you doing everything you can? And then what are we doing it for? And that's, I think the team is still believes in themselves, and they believe, like, after that Dallas game, it's like, okay, we're a good team. I think all four lines looked like they're in their spots and everyone was contributing. And you say, okay, this is the team we thought we had. Now let's go on a run to go to Colorado and lose that one and not be able to get that same lightning in a bottle, even though you thought you played well. It's discouraging. And so this is the battle that we're going to be seeing, the mindset of what are we playing for, how are we playing it, and what do we do about it is going to be the challenge. And so it's not easy, but, you know, it goes back to being a pro and doing the right thing and doing the right thing for the right reason.
I just hate we have to ask you these questions. I mean, in the back of my mind, there was no scenario, Hal, where I thought we'd talk to you on December the 17th with the Preds winning only 8 games. I mean, there was no idea this would happen. And so it's uncomfortable, is it not, all the way around?
Absolutely. And this is the NHL, and it's not very forgiving. And we're looking at a team, the Rangers, coming in that was a beast. Everything was awesome. They had some good years, and they're building. They got young talent, and, you know, they had a great start, and things have fallen apart on them, and there's controversy around the whole team, and, you know, they trade their captain. They're going through their own personal hell, and you know, they're looking at it going, how does this stop? And, of course, the Preds are doing the same thing. It's not an easy league, and just when you think it is easy – and you get off to a great start, it crumbles around you. So you have to kind of go with it. It's not the old days where you set up a trap and just, you know, crank out games and you could work hard to get wins. There's a lot of different aspects that are in the game right now. It's a fast game, and it's a more of a momentum game, and, you know, a streaky game. And so everyone's looking to get on that streak. And I think that's the mental challenge that I was talking about is you got to keep a frame of mind that you just got to win this next game. You got to win the next shift, you know, keep it that simple and go out there and play.
We're talking to Hal Gill. Something that I've wondered about, and I was kind of wondering about this in the off season, and now it's definitely been on my mind, you know, as the season has gotten underway. When you look at the Preds, they have, I would say, 4 guys that you expect that they're going to put the puck in the back of the net. You can add a 5th with Yossi from the defensive side, and then they're obviously the secondary goal scorers as well. But Forsberg, Stamkos, Marchessault, and then O'Reilly, I put him in there as well. You know they're going to score goals. Do you think that there has been a little bit of, well, they're kind of looking at each other like, well, hey, I want to get him the puck so he can score. Oh, no, I want to get him the puck so he can score. And that's where maybe some of the overthinking and overpassing has come into play.
But there's also I don't need to – I think more important – I agree with you, yes. But I'd say more importantly, there's a lot of I just have to get open and I'm going to score a goal. You know, like right. I just have to – like someone feed me. You know, someone go do the work so I can score, you know, and so it's a give and take. Like one shift, you go out there and you say, I'm going to go score the goal, you know, or I'm going to pass it off to someone. And then there's, you know, they're not always on the same page, you know, like that's the challenge when you have you know, the Red Army always moved the puck around, supported each other. You know, they were awesome. The Soviets played a team game where they'd snap it around and play and compliment each other. And they're all great players, all great goal scorers. But, you know, right now, I think there's a lot of guys that are either looking to distribute the puck to someone that's not in the right spot, or they're trying to do that themselves and overplaying it. I think that's why there's a lot of missed nets. It's like, I got to pick a corner here. I got to be the guy that throws it bar down instead of let's get it to the net. Let's get traffic to the net. Let's shoot for rebounds. Let's like do all the little grinding plays. And I think they got to get back to, you know, the compliment each other and go out there and play the right way. But that becomes how do you do that? That's why I think the lines work the way they are right now. Having Stamkos in the middle, you know, with Marchessault and Forsberg, I think you've seen them work with each other. And I think that's, if they can do that, they can turn this around and have some success. But they got to be on the same page.
All right, Hal, we got to end it on some positivity. And here's the question.
Please.
When that light goes on and this voodoo spells off this team, how good can they be?
Look around the league. Like, on paper, I think this is a great team. That's the frustrating part. And that's, you know, you had expectations coming into the season that this could be a great team. And you look at the lines the way they are and how these guys can play together. And at spurts, they do play together. And it's awesome to watch. You have great defense. You have, you know, a healthy, you know, when healthy, you have Brady Shea, who's awesome. Roman Josi is amazing. You know, you go up and down the D, and you have some young D that have come in and done what we think is a great job. The goaltending is there. Anunin looks good. Of course, Juice is amazing. So they can be really good. Can they get on a run, though? That's the question. You have to have, you know, not just a big win in Dallas, which looks awesome. You got to put it together with a big win in Colorado. And, you know, let's face it, every team is better than you right now. You are what you are. You are what your record says. So every team they're playing is better than them. And so that's a frustrating thing. But, yeah, do I think they could be good? Absolutely. Will they be good? Well, we haven't seen it yet. So, you know, I don't want to be naive and say they're a good team when they're last. That doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and it's fair for sure. Skillsy, appreciate
the
time.
I know we were trying to be positive. We were trying to be positive.
We are,
one,
yes.
But, you know, rose-colored glasses, I'll try to put them on as much as I can, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, for sure. We appreciate the time as always, and we'll be off next week for Christmas, so Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Yeah.
And we will see you at the rink for these four games.
Happy holidays. Enjoy, and hopefully the Preds can stack some wins for us so we can – celebrate the right way.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Gilsey.
Cheers. You got it. Cheers.